MSO News giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, November 5, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Today is Election Day. Elevated fire threat warnings continue statewide. Afternoon sunshine, high 60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:17 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting the state's top election official is predicting a record turnout today when Massachusetts voters will go to the polls to pick a new president and decide a U.S. Senate race, several ballot questions, and legislative and local contests. Secretary of State Bill Galvin said based on mail and early ballot returns and other metrics, turnout by the state's voters will top the record-breaking 2020 presidential election when nearly 3.7 million people in the state voted. The State House News Service is reporting that Governor Mara Healey on Monday asked Massachusetts residents to refrain from any outdoor activity that could cause or contribute to brush and wildland fires. And the Fire Chiefs Association of Massachusetts is urging all departments to deny fire permit requests and work with municipal officials to impose outdoor fire bans in every Massachusetts city and town through at least the end of the week. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Friday is the last day of Andrew Levine's tenure as Newburyport's chief of staff. Levine is leaving to become the new town manager of Hatfield. Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon apparently has had a slew of applicants seeking to replace Levine.
The chief of staff search is ongoing. We've had over 40 resumes come in for this job, which is just incredible. I think I got five when I first took office. So we've got over 40 really qualified candidates. We've set up interviews that are going to start next week with 10 of them. And I've put together a little screening committee, mostly city staff and then one resident who worked on my transition team as well. But we're really excited. We really got some dynamic candidates, so I'm looking forward to those interviews. Andrew Levine, again, he's been the best partner on this ride. His last day for the city is November 8th, on next Friday. And lastly, I'm just going to say, I know it's Halloween, but I want to wish good luck to all of our fall sport athletes at NHS. They're going to find out where they fall in the state tournament brackets this week. Go Clippers, onward forward. Go make us proud in the state tournament.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News, hundreds of Beverly High School students walked out of school Monday to rally in support of teachers in their stalled contract negotiations. Holding signs that read, "Living wage now," and "I'd rather be learning, but this is important," the students gathered on the sidewalk outside the high school on Sawyer Road and waved to honking drivers while chanting, "Save our teachers." Item Live reporter Adam Levine is writing that the Department of Fire Services is inviting active and retired Lynn and Worcester area firefighters to free skin cancer screenings this month. Volunteer dermatologists from the UMass Memorial Medical Center will be screening firefighters from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Hahnemann campus located at 281 Lincoln Street in Worcester on November 16. In sports, in boys MIAA tournament soccer yesterday, Marblehead defeated Somerset Berkeley Regional 2-1 in double overtime. Jared Halpern got the winning goal for the Magicians. The Beverly Field hockey team won in double overtime to eliminate Arlington 2-1. Madeline LeBlanc knocked home the game-winning goal. Tournament soccer and field hockey continues today on the North Shore. St. John's Prep enters the D1 state football tournament this week as the number one seed. As proud as he is of the Eagles' rebound win Friday night over BC High, Coach Brian St. Pierre is equally as proud of his team's commitment to community service.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we believe in here. We look for opportunities, and we're fortunate enough. One of our former captains, Matt Mitchell, his parents, very active at Mission Church in Somerville, and his father's a pastor over there, and they invite us every year to serve at their food pantry this weekend every year, this past weekend anyway. And we've been doing it probably 4 or 5 years now, and we always get a great group of guys, you know, 60, 70 guys over there serving the community. And it's just something we believe in here, service to others. And we got great kids, and they understand it. They get it. They want to do it. That's the best part. They want to do it. They're asking when it's, you know, 2 weeks out, you know, when are we doing that? Is that coming up? That type of stuff. And as a coach, you just kind of sometimes you sit back. I told the coaches in the meeting at the end of the week, like, you know, every once in a while, just take measure of how fortunate we are to have great kids to work with. No matter what, win, loss, when you're working with people like that, caliber individuals like that, it's a privilege.
St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. And on the pro side, the Celtics beat Atlanta last night, 123-93. Tonight, the Bruins play in Toronto. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.